OSF St. Mary Medical Center. Altogether better. Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Dave's Auto Body. You better call Dave's. By McDonald's, I'm loving it. Craddy Insurance. One office for all your insurance needs. Galesburg Nissan, now located at 2080 North Henderson Street in Galesburg. Breed Love Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee. And by Bates Collision Center in Galesburg. We take the decision out of collision. And now, the WGIL broadcast team of Brad Benowitz and Jim Lee with Silver Streaks Basketball on Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg boys taking on the Rantoul Eagles. Heard the starting lineup from Brett Frerichs in the pregame show. Again, it's Talon Harden and Johnny Jones in the backcourt. Both a couple of juniors, Jones at 5'10", but probably the most offensively talented player on the team. Cord Church, a 6'2 senior, along with Waylon Williams at 6'2 and Greg Morrow at 6'1, all seniors. For the Silver Streaks, it's Trevon Diggins, Ethan Meeker, and Carson Cheeseman in the backcourt. Grant Gibson and Ryan Carl in the frontcourt. And as they have done each of the first three tournament games here, the Silver Streaks win the tip. Carson Cheeseman with it on the right wing. Top of the circle to Grant Gibson. Left side over to Trevon Diggins, coming off his biggest game as a Silver Streak. Inside the free throw line, out to Ryan Carl. Hands off to Ethan Meeker. Everybody but Grant Gibson, who touches it now, has touched it on this opening possession. Left side open three. Trevon a little bit long on three-point range. Down low, deflected back to Gibson, who puts it up and in. Yep, Ryan Carl kept that one alive and gave Gibson the putback.
Trevon not able to pick up where he left off last night. He hardly ever missed a shot in that great performance on both ends of the court by Diggins. That time a little bit long, but the streaks there to pick him up.
He missed his first shot last night, too. He'll be fine. I'm sure it's another 22-point effort coming from him here today.
But Mike Reynolds described him as insane, I think, in that first half.
Turnaround fadeaway inside the free throw line, missed by Williams. Gibson with the rebound for the Silver Streaks. Into the front court, Cheeseman hands off to Meeker. Coach Mike Reynolds got exactly what he wanted defensively on that opening possession, tried to force Rantoul to extend the offensive possession, and then they did, and then just put it up a quick shot. On the outside, Meeker pulls up from the high post and hits it, and Galesburg off to a quick 4-0 start.
Ethan picks up where he left off after a career high last night.
Minute and a half into the game, 4-0 Galesburg. On the left side, Cord Church. To the right side, into the hands of Williams. Free throw line, overthrows Greg Morrow along the baseline, and Rantoul turns it over.
And that right there is why I think we'll beat Rantoul. Not guaranteeing it's going to happen, but Rantoul just wastes too many possessions. They just play too sloppy, and historically that's been the case.
Carson Cheeseman picked up, inlet pass, a bump to Grant Gibson. Turnaround inside the free throw line, rolls off the rim. Greg Morrow with the rebound. Rantoul in transition, cut off, and there's a travel called. Cord Church got cut off in the lane by Carson Cheeseman, picked up his dribble, but his momentum can force him to continue to drag his, well, both feet, really. So Taylorville turns, or Rantoul turns it over. 4-0 Galesburg. We're 2 minutes into the game, and now the streaks overthrow Gibson on the inbound, then a lob up and in, and Rantoul's on the board with a floater from Talon Harden.
Yeah, well, and you know, Mike Reynolds compared Rantoul to Rock Island. I thought that was a pretty good comparison. Rock Island is just a more solid program, but it's the same type of frenzy up and down the court they want to get you into.
On the left wing, Trevon Diggins. On the dribble out high to Grant Gibson. Open three from the top of the circle, rolls up. And the rebound to Harden. Here comes Rantoul. They want to get out with it, especially on that secondary break if they can. Streaks get back defensively. Harden cut off by Meeker, still trying to lose him, and there's a travel call. Tried to sidestep to the right after Meeker lost his balance and fell backward. And then Harden, I don't know, just couldn't let go of the basketball. Was trying to bounce it away, but he hung on to it too long.
Three possessions out of four that the Eagles don't get a shot on their trip down the court. You saw Taylor Harden up high for that rebound. Mike Reynolds, I thought, funny in the pregame. He said, we've got to get a rebound today. Maybe two or three, but it's not going to come easy. These guys get up.
Meeker with it on the right side. Galesburg leading 4-2, 3 minutes into this first quarter. Carson Cheeseman on the left side, back out to Grant Gibson. Thought about the three, trying to drive in on Williams, forced it up and draws a foul, and a couple of free throws coming for Grant Gibson.
Well, we yesterday ate breakfast with much of the team. You and I got up at the same time. Our start an hour later. I think the team took advantage to sleep that extra hour because we didn't see any of them in the lobby today.
Nope, sure enough. To the free throw line, Gibson up and rolls off. Grant's struggling to get it going here in the early going. He's missed two of his three shots from the outside, and he misses his first free throw attempt. foul, meanwhile, for Rantoul on Johnny Jones. First foul of the game called. 4:59 to go first quarter. Grant makes the second free throw, and he has three of Galesburg's 5 points here early. On the dribble, Jones on the outside. Diggins, again drawing the toughest of the offensive players for the defensive assignment. A three on the way, off the mark by Waylon Williams, and Grant Gibson goes up for his third rebound. Into the front court, right side Meeker for three. Had good rotation, but a little bit long. Pops back out to Williams on the rebound. 5-2 Galesburg. Here comes Rantoul. Morrow dribbling to the right side, brings it back out. Between the circles, it goes to Jones. Diggins still with those two fingers heavily taped after jamming his hand in one of the earlier tournament games. Jones fakes left, drives left around the screen and pulls up and shoots and scores.
Johnny Jones, the guy can play. He a lot of potential. On a given night, he can take over a game. Nice matchup with he and Trevon Diggins. I've been looking forward to seeing these two guys go at it.
On the left wing, Ethan Meeker. Here come the first substitutions for Galesburg. Halfway through the first quarter with the next dead ball. Carson Cheeseman with it on the right wing. Top of the circle, Diggins. Driving left side around a screen from Gibson. Reverses back to Grant. Pulls up at the free throw line, and it's off the front of the rim. Rebound, Greg Morrow. Here comes Rantoul. Streaks get back defensively.
We're getting good shots, just a little bit off the mark right now. I think if we continue to get those shots, we'll be all right.
Quick three by Jones. Drains it from the right wing, and Rantoul's on top now for the first time, 7-5. Carson Cheeseman quickly into the front court. Meeker along the right baseline. Backs it up and gets called for a double dribble.
Ethan a little surprised by that one, and could have not been called, but I can see where they made the call too, I guess. Wasn't a real consistent dribble.
Second turnover by the Streaks. Joe Williams, Marcus Ross into the game. So this has become the substitution pattern for Mike Reynolds. Start the same five. Meeker, by the way, I was thinking about this earlier today. Meeker scored in double figures every game he started.
Because North Scott was the first one, right?
Rock Island was, okay. In the lane, Jones draws contact from Trevon Diggins in the act of shooting from the low blocks, and that'll put Jones at the free throw line.
Well, with Ethan Meeker's ability to shoot, if he gets much court time at all, he's going to score double figures. I mean, if you can shoot, it's kind of like in baseball. If you can hit, they'll find a spot for you, and it's the same thing in basketball. If you can shoot, they're going to find a way to get you out on the court. Meeker could do a lot of other things, but his strength is shooting the basketball, and this freshman has provided a sorely needed lift in that area for this team early in the season.
Jones 5-for-6 from the free throw line in this tournament. Misses the first one, makes the second one. Believe it or not, as active as he has shot only 6 free throws the entire tournament. Twice in each game, and that's it.
Well, he said last year they told him to drive all the time, and now this year they want him to stay outside and shoot from the perimeter more.
On the left side, Williams. Top of the circle, Grant Gibson. Right side over to Meeker. Streaks down 3 here, 3 minutes to go first quarter. Marcus Ross, left side over to Diggins, driving inside in front of the Rantoul bench, reverses it back to Gibson for 3. Got
beautiful.
It. Really good ball movement.
Really needed a basket in this tournament. We found a way to get it. I think that's a big one by Gibson. We've been stuck on 5 there for quite a while. He ties the game with a big 3-bomb.
And a quick 3 at the other end. Long-range shot by Harden under the basket. Marcus Ross controls the rebound. Here comes Galesburg trying to get back on top. Tied at 8 first quarter. Down the lane. Diggins with a left hand up and
beautiful.
In. Saw the opening, and he attacked it.
Sure did, and the quickness, and then to switch over to the left hand right under the basket. That's the only way he was going to get it up and in, and another beautiful move by Trevon.
10-8. Williams goes for a steal, leaves Church open for 3. That one's off the mark. Rebound by Harden for Rantoul. Gets it up and in. That ties the game at 10. On the top of the circle, Grant Gibson. Left side bounce pass Ross. Now onto the wing it goes to Williams. Around a screen by Ross. Inside the free throw line. One-handed shot comes up too short.
That
Ross with the rebound put back. So Ross gets involved early. That's his second rebound. Galesburg back on top, 12-10. Jones will play the point on this possession. Bounce pass right side over to Williams on the wing. Top of the circle it goes to Morrow, and he gets called for traveling. That's the fourth Eagles turnover. And the first substitution for Rantoul, Josh Oliveras at 5'10", a junior, comes in for Talon Harden.
You know, one thing that I often overlook, and I imagine a lot of listeners and fans do as well, we talk about Grant Gibson's ability to score, but he's far and away the leading rebounder on this team, too. You mentioned he's already got 3 in this game today. He does a great job on the defensive glass as well as scoring on the other end.
Right high post. Grant passes it away to Joe Williams on the wing. Picks up his dribble, top of the circle, Meeker. Cut off at the extended free throw line, back out to Gibson. Fakes a 3, steps inside. Free throw line extended shot from the right, misses. Rebound goes over Meeker's head to Johnny Jones for Rantoul. Dribbles nearly into a double team, backs out of it before giving it up. Quick shovel pass through the lane. Missed shot by Church under the basket. Here's Joe Williams for the rebound, leading the break. One-on-one up and off the mark. Rebound deflected out to Marcus Ross, to Ethan Meeker. Fakes inside, left wing it goes to Williams. Twice fakes the three and brings it back out to Grant Gibson.
Boy, both teams missing shots right under the basket.
Boy. Driving in right side, Diggins takes it all the way around, up and in from the right hand this time.
Just really a pleasure to watch Trevon develop as an offensive force. For years, he was mainly a guy that comes in and plays some defense, maybe give you a point or two. Now he's taking the ball to the basket with great confidence.
4 points in the game. Gelsberg leads by four, 14-10. Boy, Diggins got leveled trying to work around the screen. It looked like Waylon Williams just reached out and shoved him down, and then Williams received the pass and took it in and laid it in. Trevon bounced right back up, though. 24 seconds to go. First quarter, 14-12. Galesburg streaks with the ball. Hesitation drive, and Gibson gets called for palming the ball and carrying it.
These officials are a bit of a throwback. This is the way they used to call games when, if your dribble was inconsistent at all, you are going to get called for a violation. We've seen both teams experience that here.
So 18.6 seconds to go toward the end of the first quarter. Galesburg leads by two, but Rantoul gets the ball back after the third Galesburg turnover. Jones on the quiet dribble in the midcourt circle, works his way right, tries to cross over Trevon Diggins. Around the screen, left side, Oliveras open for three, drains it with 3 seconds to go. Grant Gibson from three-quarter court heaves it, and it comes up short. 15-14, Rantoul after one. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
GHS Silver Streaks Basketball and WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by Office Specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross and Bell Foster Company, making it happen.
Another one.
Another what?
Every customer that's walked through those doors this morning has left smiling, even laughing.
I am good.
Michelle, XYZ.
Oh, no.
Uh-huh.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Here's another valuable secret from Arm & Hammer.
I'm Marlise from Parsippany, New Jersey. I have hundreds of uses for Arm & Hammer baking soda. It helps me with stains. It helps me with absorbing odors in the refrigerator. It's a terrific value.
Arm & Hammer baking soda works everywhere, cleaning and deodorizing your home, all for about a dollar. For maximum fridge freshness, remember to change the box.
Mr. Arm & Hammer, I want to tell you, don't ever change your product. It's incredible. It's amazing. It's a little box of magic.
Save more, waste less with Arm & Hammer.
Stick with it this winter. The blue WGIL button. You could win up to $500. Details at WGIL.com.
Second quarter just underway. Rantoul with the ball and a one-point lead. Into the game at the quarter break, Tanner McLean, a 5'10 junior. Here's a left side three for Jones. Missed it from the wing. McLean got a hand on the rebound, deflected it back out, and then it's knocked away from Johnny Jones, and the Streaks pick it up on the turnover. And a whistle as Joe Williams received the pass coming up court. And the official right in front of us says he stepped out of bounds. I don't think he was 4 feet within being out of bounds.
Yeah, I don't get that at all. Huh, that was right in front of us.
Yeah. Well, Streaks give it right back.
As Mike Reynolds always says, it is what it is. No changing it.
Between the circles, Greg Morrow. Now the right side over to Johnny Jones. Lobs it in underneath to Grant Gibson. And then falling out of bounds, tries to throw it into Waylon Williams, who manages to collect it and then dumped it off to Greg Morrow for the basket. Rantoul's biggest lead now at 17-14.
That play works most of the time unless the guy you're throwing it off his leg is really quick. Well, that was the case there.
Here's Gibson with it on the left side. Top of the circle, Marcus Ross. Right side, Trevon Diggins. Looking, now gets it into the right corner. Gibson came all the way through the lane, into the corner to take that one. Top of the circle, Ross, left side over to Joe Williams. Joe trying to work around a screen, working right. Now coming out high, Denzel Jones takes the pass. And everybody's touched it on this possession. Here's an open three for Ross. That one's a little bit long. Rebound deflected back out by Denzel Jones. Hangs on to it, over to Gibson for three, off the back of the rim. And another rebound by the Streaks, Marcus Ross. Over to Gibson, driving down the right side, sidesteps left, comes up short on the shot. Johnny Jones with a rebound, outlet pass leading up court, and the Streaks chase it down and get it back. Here comes Diggins into the front court. Right side, Denzel Jones pulls up from 15 feet off the front of the rim. Weak side rebound, Gibson with a putback.
And a timeout,
a lot of opportunities.
I guess they ended up with five shots out of that, and they finally get it down. 6:13 to go. Timeout, Galesburg. Streaks down one, 17-16. Thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation in a 2011 Nissan Pathfinder, as we'll be bringing it back home late tonight, early tomorrow morning, so it'll be back on the lot to check it out, and we definitely recommend checking it out.
Yes, definitely. If you got need for a big vehicle, certainly the four-wheel drive will come in handily during the winter months, but this can comfortably seat, well, I don't know, you put we've got the back seat folded down for three, four, five, six, seven at least. But if you've got a lot of equipment to carry for a broadcast and some suitcases, you can fold those seats down and have a lot of room there as well and get a very comfortable ride as well. All the things you'd get in a very nice luxury car up front with the heated seats and all the toys. So a very nice vehicle. It's a white Nissan Pathfinder, a 2011. You can see it at Galesburg Nissan.
Coming out of the Galesburg timeout, Rantoul with the ball. Cord Church with it on the outside. Swings it right side over to Morrow. Driving inside. Cut off inside the free throw line. And a push foul called. Apparently a little hand check by Grant Gibson reaching out. That's his first and the second team foul on Galesburg. 2 minutes into the second quarter.
They have really let him play in this basketball game. Just three total fouls called. So if you go to the basket, don't be looking for a call. Just go up strong and try and get it done.
Lob out to the outside. McLean driving in from the right side. Cut off by Jones. Left side, swing it back out to Morrow, who drains a three from the left wing. He's got five in the quarter. Rantoul with its biggest lead now at 20-16. Left side, Ethan Meeker with it. Back into the game for the Streaks. Coming out of that timeout. Top of the circle, Diggins. Had an open three. Found an opening in the lane. Takes it all the way with a left hand. Comes up a little bit short. And the rebound to Morrow, who covers it up. Teron got exactly what he wanted, just couldn't finish it off. Now at the other end, Jones driving in all the way, banks it in, and a foul. He's got a chance at a three-point play, and Diggins just picked up his second foul.
And that's one of those continuation plays. He got fouled about halfway down the lane with the drive, and they gave him the continuation in the basket. And Jones has a lot to handle in this whole Rantoul team, shooting the ball very well right now. That's the difference in the game. I've got them, let's see, 6, 7, 8, 9 for 16 from the field.
And the free throw by Jones is good. He's got three in the quarter, nine for the game, and Rantoul leads by seven. Biggest deficit of the tournament for Galesburg.
Silver Streaks are missing quite a few shots that they normally make. You've got to think that we'll get in the rhythm here pretty soon.
It's an 11-2 run by the Eagles. Pull-up jumper by Gibson. Misses from the right side. And Rantoul grabbing all the defensive rebounds. This one to Josh Oliveros. Into the front court quickly, Jones for a long three. It went over the back or over the rim. Backboard came off strong, hit Ryan Carl in the head, and now here's a third opportunity for Rantoul, and they get that one down.
A wild, out-of-control shot, but they didn't have to pay for it. Now a steal on the inbound. We're in trouble.
Five turnovers on the Streaks, down nine. It's a 13-2 run by the Eagles, and they have the ball again. At the top of the circle, Oliveros with it, dribbling back. With the left elbow heavily taped. Now Diggins comes from the backside of Jones, picks it off, leading the break to the other end, up and in with a one hand.
Sheer speed by Trevon and a good finish and a big play for Galesburg as they take a timeout.
And Mike Reynolds immediately points at Denzel Jones, and he's on his case. 4:28 to go first half, Streaks down seven now. You're listening to Galesburg High School Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Oh. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Wear it and win. The blue WGIL button, available at participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
Up and down game, Streaks trailing by seven right now, coming out of a steal by Trevon Diggins and a coast-to-coast layup at the other end. He has 6 points. Galesburg a little bit of trouble here, down seven, 25-18. Now, since they were up 14-10, it was a 15-2 run by Rantoul before that last basket by the Streaks. 4:20 to go, still in the first half. A lot of time to play. Talon Harden into the front court. Cord Church with it. Right side over to Greg Morrow. Backs up away from Grant Gibson.
toward the volleyball line. Now into the hands of Tanner McLean. Passes it right side back to Oliveris. Under the right wing it goes to Morrow. Johnny Jones out of the game right now for Rantoul, getting a breather with the Eagles up seven. Here's a bad pass nearly stolen away by Trevon Diggins, but deflected back to Harden. He'd have taken it all the way again if he'd have gotten that one. Harden with a jump stop in the lane. Maybe took an extra step.
That way, Ryan
drew
Carl.
Some contact.
Big
missed
play.
The shot. And Ryan Carl strong with a rebound. Gillsburg down seven. Carl steps into a three.
Get and the hits man. It. Ryan Carl on both ends. Outstanding with an intimidation, a deflection, a rebound, and then a three-pointer back this way. Big sequence for the Streaks.
And Gillsburg pulls within four now. 25-21, 3.5 minutes to go first half. On the outside, McLean with it. Picks up his dribble. Top of the circle it goes to Harden. Working against Diggins. Now right side three on the way. Wide open. Nobody got out to guard Cord Church, and he drained it. So just like that, Rantoul back up by seven. 28-21.
I don't think there's much question. We can score some points. It's just, will we ever be able to stop these guys enough to win this?
Meeker drives in from the right side. Gets a shot up and in from the low blocks. That's his second basket of the game. Gillsburg down five. 28-23. Bringing it across midcourt, Harden working against Diggins. Found an opening thanks to a screen out high. Took it all the way in, and a blocking foul called on Carson Cheeseman. The shot went down, and a chance at a three-point play here.
Good idea by Carson. He just didn't get there in time, and I think a good call by the official. Even though Carson got run over, he just really wasn't quite there in enough time once the move was made. So Rantoul's balance, their ability of a number of players to shoot from the perimeter and attack the basket is really paying off, and this team's playing up to its potential in the first half.
And the free throw is good by Harden, so a 9-point lead, the biggest of the game for Rantoul, and they have it back up to 8 here now at 31-23 after the Streaks briefly pulled within 4. Diggins, Gibson, Cheeseman, Carl, and Meeker, the 5 starters back on the floor for the Silver Streaks together with 2:45 to go in the first half. Carl, left side Meeker in front of the Rantoul bench. Cutting through the lane, Diggins receives the pass, dribbles it a couple of times, puts it up, makes the shot, but he's going to get called for pushing off, and that's his third foul.
That's a big, big play in this game.
6 turnovers on the Streaks.
Joe Williams set to check in for Diggins, and Joe Williams, you're going to need to be the man in this one with Diggins having to sit down with 3 fouls. We need big defense and some offensive contributions from Super Joe off the bench here.
And for the time being, Johnny Jones remains on the bench for Rantoul. Heck, is he even over there at all? I don't even see him on the bench right now, Jim. Right side drive by McLean and a little hip check called. Little blocking foul.
Got the towel around his neck.
Oh, well, he's got the warm-up jacket on.
Yeah.
Oh, all right. They called an illegal screen on Rantoul instead. So the Streaks finally get one to go their way. Second foul of the game on Waylon Williams. So an illegal screen turns it over back to the Streaks. Down by 8, 31-23 to go as we approach the 2-minute mark of this first half. Carl on the outside. Left side under the wing. Meeker, wide open 3. Got it.
Beautiful, Ethan. Thank you. Streaks facing adversity here. Down some points again, and 3 fouls on Trevon Diggins on the bench. We had adversity against Charleston last night.
And palming the ball out high. There it is again. Talon Harden, nobody was within 5 feet of him. He's just out there calmly dribbling, looking over the offense, and he got called for palming and carrying it.
Last night we had Gibson with 4 fouls, and would Diggins have 4 as well?
No, but somebody, there were 2 Charleston players who had
4.
4.
And it was we were down in that game and came back, so don't count us out yet.
Johnny Jones back into the game, so I guess we shouldn't have talked about him. Here's the left side going for a steal. Frees up Williams
there
to hit
Joe.
From the baseline. Streaks have a little run going here, trying to crawl back into it. Down 3 now, 31-28.
Hit 5 in a row from the field, but we've got to get stops on the other end.
Jones back in, playing the point, working against Cheeseman, and I got to get called for a little push on Carson Cheeseman. Jones initiated that contact. He stepped inside the free throw line and leaned in on Carson a little bit. And they call Cheeseman for the foul instead. That's his second. It's become a very tightly officiated game all of a sudden. On the inbound, Harden out high. And a travel call. As Harden tried to juke right and then went left, and he got called for shuffling his feet.
Now, these are the same officials we had in the Charleston game yesterday. And it was the same thing. The first half, not much got whistled. And the second half, everything got called. So
first quarter was pretty freely played here. Now the second quarter's been a complete turnaround. Cheeseman out high at the free throw line. Gibson drives in. And I think they're going to call it a little reach in on Grant as he started to put the ball on the floor, I think. Yep. And that is the second foul on Waylon Williams. Third team foul on Rantoul. So Williams checks out. Greg Morrow back into the game for Coach Brett Frericks. On the inbound, Gibson out high. Williams hopped a little bit, trying to fake the three, and he darn near traveled with it. Now a push called away from the ball. Are they going to whistle that? I think they did too. And that's his second.
He's real happy with that one. He gave official a scowl and lifted his arm, I think saying, I got pushed.
Well, any rhythm to this game has just completely left the gym and headed back to Springfield.
Yeah, but that may be good for us.
It might be.
When it was flowing up and down, we were down 7 or 9 points. We've got it down to 3 now, and we have the basketball underneath our basket. It's a much better scenario just here before halftime than it looked like several minutes ago.
So Jones joins Williams on the bench, each with 2 fouls. Gillsburg with the ball down 3, 31-28. Reverse pass down low to Carl, trying to post up, and now he gets called for traveling. Tried to post up, backing in on Cord Church, then stopped, picked up his dribble, and as he leaned, looking to pass it away, he got called for picking up the pivot foot.
Yeah, if you're going to make a post move, you got to know when the ball comes what you want to do with it. And he had a lot of indecision there and shuffled the feet.
Harden out high and another whistle away from the ball. This one's going to go against Rantoul, apparently, cool, on Cord Church.
I think he and Cheeseman were banging a little down there, and Cord Church picks up the foul.
Minute 1 to go in the first half. And now under a minute to go. Streak still down 3, 31-28. Gibson to the top of the circle, bouncing as he dribbles it. Gets it over to Meeker on the wing. Out high to Joe Williams. Joe steps up to the arc, passes it right side over to Cheeseman instead. Down low, posting up. Carl backs his way in, goes left with a hook. Missed it. In the rebound, Williams deflects it back. Outside to Meeker for 3, and we're tied.
Joe Williams kept it alive that time, and that allowed Meeker to drain it wide open from three-point land.
So the Streaks down 8 have gone on an 8-0 run to tie it up with 24 seconds to go before halftime. And Talon Harden holds the ball in the midcourt circle, now works his way left toward the front of the half court. Williams stepping up, trying to initiate. And he's got Talon Harden nearly dribbling into the backcourt, and Joe gets called for blocking too closely, and that's going to put Rantoul at the line for a 1-1 with 12 and a half seconds to go. Harden was dribbling so closely to the midcourt line, I think Joe was trying to initiate an over and back by either making him step back or dribble back into the backcourt, and instead he got too close and got called for the bump foul.
Yeah, because he's playing off of him a step or two, and all of a sudden he clamped down on him, and I think you're right, Brad. He thought maybe he could get a violation, but unfortunately Mike Reynolds not too happy with that foul by his substitute Joe Williams, who's played some good minutes here.
Harden to the free throw line, 7 for 9 from the free throw line, but he misses the front end of the 1-1, and Marcus Ross gets the rebound. He's got 4 rebounds in this first half. Streaks with a chance to take the lead at the end of half. At the end of the half, and a hesitation drive by Grant Gibson gets called for it again.
You know, Grant's just going to have to adjust his game. This set of officials is calling that. He does that a lot. These guys think it's a violation, so Grant's just going to have to keep that dribble more steady.
Mike Reynolds is none too happy about the call either. 3.5 seconds to go on the inbound to Harden. Racing into the front court with 2 seconds. Inside the right side of the lane. Gets the shot to bank off the glass and drop through. So Harden took it all the way. That puts Rantoul on top at halftime, 33-31. When we come back on the first half scoreboard, we'll take a look at the numbers, the individual scoring, the stats. Talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman as well. Rantoul 33. Gelsberg 31 at halftime. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Gelsberg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Gelsberg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
Play-by-play coverage of Silver Streaks basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Chuck Ross with Mel Foster Company, making it happen. By Arby's on North Henderson Street in Gelsberg. And by office specialists in Gelsberg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business.
For the baseball enthusiast who appreciates the process of breaking in a genuine leather Rawlings glove, For the football fanatic that understands the importance of having an authentic Riddell helmet between you and the other guy. And for the volleyball player who will only practice with a Wilson ball because she insists it sounds different, louder, when she spikes it on her opponent. Breedlove Sporting Goods in downtown Kewaunee has brands that true athletes insist on for a reason. Find them all under one roof at Breedlove's in downtown Kewaunee.
Life is busy, and quality times come in fleeting moments, only to be interrupted by basketball games, dance lessons, errands, and deadlines. Cratty Insurance Agency, your Rockford Mutual Insurance Agency in Galesburg, has a genuine desire to find the right insurance coverages for your family. Cratty Insurance will take the time to find affordable auto, home, and business insurance plans for you from Rockford Mutual Insurance. For a quote, call or stop by their office on Henderson Street in Galesburg today.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Silver Streak's boys basketball continues with the OSF St. Mary Medical Center Halftime Report. Brought to you by OSF St. Mary Medical Center. All together better.
Silver Streak's nerves being tested here in the first half against the Rantoul Eagles. We said 0-3 in the tournament, but don't let that fool you. And a team that got beat by two buzzer beaters yesterday hit a buzzer beater at halftime here to put them up over the Silver Streak's 33-31. Our halftime statistics brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating, because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill. Jim Lee, shall we take a look at the team numbers first?
Let's do that.
Good shooting by both teams in the first half.
It really was. The only thing that really stopped each team was themselves, to be quite honest, the turnovers, because, you know, we figured this thing would get up and down the court, and it has, but we've got Rantoul shooting 13 of 23, 56% for the game.
Wow.
And Galesburg 13 of 28, 46%. And we've been warming up. We really struggled there for a while and just couldn't find the range on, you know, shots that our offense is designed to get, but we weren't getting the shots down. But since that time, we've warmed up. Ethan Meeker's hit a couple of big threes. Ryan Carl had a big one there in the second quarter as well. And we survived that stretch without Trevon Diggins. Joe Williams came in, did a nice job off the bench, among others. Rebounding, right now we're out-rebounding Rantoul, which is a big surprise, 14-11.
Mm-hmm.
As you mentioned, 4 or 5 of those rebounds came on one trip down the court for Galesburg when they got a number of cracks at it, finally got a basket. Turnovers, you've got 10 for Rantoul and 8 for the Silver Streaks. Again, a couple of Rantouls were offensive fouls. They got sloppy with the ball, threw it away. Silver Streaks have been more dribbling issues. Again, this officiating crew is just calling things that you don't normally see called, and our players having a tough time adjusting to that.
Yep. Free throw shooting. Rantoul 2 of 5 in the first half. Silver Streaks 1 of 2, so not a lot shot by either team and not a high percentage out of those few opportunities. Rantoul 4 for 10 from three-point range, so good percentage there in the Silver Streaks. Even a little better, 4 for 7. Thanks in large part to Ethan Meeker and Ryan Carl going 3 for 3 between them from behind the arc in that second quarter. It's the Eagles by 2 at the half, though, 33-31 over the Silver Streaks. We'll take a break. When we come back, we'll look at the individual scoring. We'll update you from the Silver Streaks girls are just underway at Charleston against Urbana, and we'll talk with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman here as well. Eagles by 2 at the break. You're listening to Silver Streaks boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
It's Yen's last blast for 2012. So why not end the year right? Get the new vehicle you've been wanting and save thousands at the same time. Savings like $12,000 on a new 2012 Silverado Extended Cab Truck with four-wheel drive and all-star package. Or save $4,000 on a new 2012 Buick Verano. Or over $1,000 on a new 2013 Chevy Equinox. Not only can you save money at Yen, but at the pump, too, when you buy a new 2013 Malibu LT with an EPA estimated 34 miles per gallon on the highway for under $22,300. The new 2013 Chevy Cruze offers even better gas mileage, plus double savings.
savings, now priced under $17,000. Plus, you get 0% financing for 60 months.
See Yem for details. Yem's Last Blast of 2012 runs now through the close of business on the 31st. So don't wait. See the folks at Yem Chevrolet Buick GMC in Galesburg today.
The wait for great barbecue is over. The McRib sandwich is back at McDonald's. If you haven't tried it, let's take you through our barbecue basics.
Start with tender, juicy, real pork and a hint of Memphis-style smoke and seasoning.
Top it with crispy pickles and slivered onions for a touch of North Carolina tang.
All on a home-style bun, here for a limited time. More of that one-of-a-kind taste to love. So what are you waiting for? And right now, when you buy an amazing McRib extra value meal, you get another tender, juicy barbecue McRib for only a dollar. Price and participation may vary.
The official WGIL forecast is calling for cloudy skies today with a chance of light snow and highs around 32 degrees. Tonight, cloudy, chance of snow, a low down to 23. For tomorrow, cloudy, scattered flurries in the morning and a high around 26. For tomorrow night, colder, a low down to 11. On Sunday, sunshine with highs around 30 and Monday cloudy with a high around 32. Currently, it's 30 degrees at Galesburg Radio 14.
The Rush Limbaugh Show, weekday afternoons 12 to 3 on Galesburg Radio 14, WGIL.
Early lead for the Galesburg girls, 4-0 over Urbana at last check. Our halftime scoreboard brought to you by Craddy Insurance, one office for all your insurance needs. We understand Abingdon came back, defeated Brown County yesterday at the Macomb Western Holiday Tournament. Rock Island and Alleman both were winners at the State Farm Holiday Classic. Yesterday, Quincy got an opening win over Dunlap down at Collinsville last night. Earlier today here at the Taylorville Holiday Tournament, Mattoon got off a little bit slow, but then came back and beat Rochester Big 50-33. Here at halftime, the Silver Streaks trail Rantoul 33-31. Quick run through the scoring, then we'll talk things over with Streaks assistant coach Steve Cheeseman. Johnny Jones, Talon Harden each lead Rantoul with 9. Greg Morrow has 7. Cord Church with 3. So does Josh Oliveros off the bench. Waylon Williams has 2. Tanner McLean has played but has not scored in the first half for Rantoul. In fact, Jim Lee is with Steve Cheeseman now. Let's go over to him on the other side.
Okay, well, Coach Cheeseman, in the words of Dennis Green, the football coach, Rantoul is who we thought they were, and that's exactly the way they're playing.
Absolutely. They're dribble drive, kick out, get threes, try to penetrate. They use great quickness. They're good shooters. Down here on the defensive end, they won't guard through a whole series. We've got to get back to running offense through and get a good shot, get a rhythm on the offensive end. Not launching our first one off of a pass. When we did that near the end of the second quarter there, when we ran offense, we got good shots, we scored, we got into a rhythm. Down here, we got to just, again, move our feet. We've got to find the shooters and play defense and rebound. I thought we didn't play very well. I thought they played very, very well. We're still right, you know, in the ball game, obviously. We're down 2 from a buzzer beater. So we got to shore those things up and, you know, take it from there. I think also that we need to get our mindset going a little bit more. We're playing a little bit on our heels. We need to be the aggressive ball club that's the personality of who we are.
Yeah. And Trevon Diggins has been playing so well with those 3 fouls. Is that a concern?
Yeah, that's a real concern. But Vonnie will go out there and make an adjustment. We need to have him on the floor guard. He's got to be a little bit more careful with the hand check stuff. And it won't change his game at all.
Okay, let's get it done.
Thanks, Jim.
All right, as always, our thanks to assistant coach Steve Cheeseman joining us here at halftime with the coach's interview brought to you by Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Galesburg Silver Streaks girls now lead Urbana 12-4 at the Charleston Holiday Tournament. Scoring for the Silver Streaks in the first half, Ethan Meeker in double figures once again as a starter, 10 points for the freshman. Grant Gibson with 8, Trevon Diggins with 6, and then some important points off the bench. Not big numbers necessarily, but important points off the bench, and including 3 from Ryan Carl, who started the game, but Marcus Ross and Joe Williams hit a couple of important baskets in the first half. They each have 2. Denzel Jones and Carson Cheeseman have not scored, and Galesburg trails by 2 at the break as we get ready to start quarter number 3. Trevon Diggins, Carson Cheeseman, Ethan Meeker, Grant Gibson, and Ryan Carl for Galesburg. So the 5 starters back on the floor for the Silver Streaks for Rantoul. It'll be Harden, Jones, Williams, Church, and Morrow. So the same 5 starters there to begin the third quarter as well. Carl with it on the outside after receiving the pass from Cheeseman. Now Diggins with it on the right side working against Jones. Gibson really fighting hard through the lane. Meeker's going to shoot a 3, and it's off the back of the rim and then just stopped and dropped through the rim. I mean, that thing was as flat as it could be coming off the back of the rim, and the Streaks are back on top, 34-33.
You get that bounce about once in 100 times. That was a real gift for Ethan Meeker that time.
He has 13 now, two short of his career high last night against Charleston. Every game he's started, he has been in double figures, usually in the 13 or 14-point range, and already 13 here as we just get the second half started. On the right side, Williams trying to drive on Carr. Looks like Ryan got a little lean in and got away with a foul and then rebounds the miss underneath the basket. So three big rebounds for Ryan Carr in this game. Here come the Streaks trying to build on a one-point lead. On the outside, Carr with it, hands off to Meeker. Top of the circle, Grant Gibson just to the left, hands off to Carson Cheeseman. We're a minute into the third quarter, Galesburg by one. In the lane, Diggins found an opening. Fade away as he got a little contact. Came up well off the shot, and Waylon Williams rebounds the miss. Quickly into the front court, Rantoul. Bounce pass low, received by Jones. Tries to drive left, shoots over Diggins. A little bit strong on the shot, and rebound. Good job by Gibson to box out and then softly deflect the shot to himself.
Yeah, because he had a guy all over his back and another one in front of him. He took it away from a sandwich there.
Grant has it now. Gives it back to Meeker on the left wing. Gibson tries to set a screen. Meeker dribbles it back toward the half-court line, gets it over to Ryan Carl, and fakes giving it off to Cheeseman, drives in, cut off on the low blocks, skips it back out to Carson, drives, dishes, left side Meeker again. Oh, in and out that time. So I guess the friendly roll on the last one pays him back with an unfriendly bounce on that one. Harden driving in on Meeker and Carl. And Harden's going to get two free throws here as he took it into the lane.
A couple of things. I think that last time down, we saw the Silver Streaks working the ball a little more. As Steve Cheeseman said, he didn't feel like Rantoul will play defense throughout an entire series. And so I think the Streaks trying to get a little better shot. And it was a good shot, but Meeker just didn't go down.
Boy, they called Diggins for that one, and that's his fourth.
Oh,
at the six-minute mark of the third quarter, Trevon Diggins just picked up his fourth foul. Yeah. So Joe Williams will have to be huge in this game now.
Trevon is so frustrated, too. I just saw him. He sat down and pointed over here. He said, I got clobber going there trying for that layup.
Yeah.
Couldn't get a call. And then they call him for that little foul of nothing. In fact, he's still talking to Marcus Ross, throwing his hands up. He's talking to Coach Reynolds. He is really frustrated right now.
Well, sometimes you start to pick up a foul early on in the game, and then the officials have their eye on you, and they're going to call you for about anything. So a one-point lead for Rantoul after Harden makes both free throws. They put on a little three-quarter court press here. Into the front court, into the middle. Right side, Gibson passes it over to Williams. Now into the right corner, Ethan Meeker. See if the Streaks run some offense here, what Coach Steve Cheeseman talked about at halftime. Got to wear Rantoul down a little bit. Get some patient offense, and eventually you'll break him down. That's what they're trying to do here. Ethan Meeker with it on the right side. He'll dribble it back out. Crossover dribble, trying to lose the big man Williams on the outside, and then he lost the handle on it, picks it up, gets called for double dribble.
A little too patient that time,
yep.
Maybe. But trying to adjust to life without Trevon out high. And again, as we said when Joe Williams came into the second quarter, that he may be the key man of the ball game. How well can Joe play with Trevon probably on the bench until we get into the fourth quarter?
And that's actually when the Streaks made their run. Jones squares up. He was just dribbling the ball, and then he lofted it over. Williams missed the shot. Ryan Carl with his fourth rebound. Streaks down one with the ball. Gibson's been held fairly quiet. He has 8 points here in this early going in the third quarter. On the right side, Williams gets it to Gibson. Top of the circle. Bounces it over to Carson Cheeseman as Jones covered him up. Carson dribbles right. Meeker on the outside briefly had an open look for three, but Williams was there waiting. Now on the left side, Joe Williams trying to work around a screen from Ryan Carl. Right, left, now right again. Passes it back out high to Cheeseman. We can be patient on the offense, but somebody's got to be moving on the inside. There's a shot from Meeker from the right side. Hits another three, and he's got his career high for the second game in a row. He has 16.
Well, that's what you love to see. When you're working clock, it limits Rantoul's possessions. And whenever you can do that, obviously you're going to keep them down a little bit because the more times they get the ball, they're going to score a lot.
4 3-pointers on the game for Ethan Meeker and a timeout called by Rantoul. I think Brett Frerichs was a little frustrated at the lack of offensive movement in the half court. And there's Trevon Diggins bouncing off the bench. He runs all the way into the front court to greet the guys coming over for the timeout.
It's got to be frustrating for Trevon because he's playing so well right now and he wants to be out there to help, but he can't with the fouls. You know, you look at Rantoul, I looked at their first half. Really, about the only time they didn't score was when they turned it over. I mean, they shot it so well,
yeah.
And then even if they didn't get the first shot, they'd get the rebound and get the second shot. You know, they've just got a lot of weapons, and so I really like what coaches Reynolds and Cheeseman are doing here, try and slow the game down a little bit, make them play some more defense. don't let them just fly down there and have, you know, 30 or 40 attempts at the basket in the second half.
See some smiles coming out of the Galesburg timeout. Gibson, Meeker, even Coach Mike Reynolds, all smiling. So things still pretty light despite the tense game here. By 2, 37-35. 4:20 to go in the third quarter. Rantoul with the ball coming out of the 32nd timeout. Harden cut off in the lane, bounced it to the low blocks. Morrow couldn't handle it, otherwise he was wide open. Passes it out to Johnny Jones, drives baseline, and takes it all the way up and in with the right hand. First points of the second half, he has 11. We're tied at 37. Galesburg's biggest lead has been 4 in this game. We're tied right now. Another 3 for Meeker. Left wing hits it again.
Oh, my goodness, Ethan.
5 3-pointers in the game. 19 for the freshman, and the streaks lead by 3, 40-37. Last night it was Diggins knocking down 4 from behind the arc. Meeker's picking it up here today. On the outside, Waylon Williams dribbling it left. Now he's going to shoot top of the circle, and that one is good, and we're tied again. 40-40. Under 3.5 minutes to go, third quarter. Cheeseman will bring it up across midcourt. Marcus Ross set to check in for the streaks at the next opportunity. Ryan Carl just outside the free throw line, dribbles once left, gets it over to Meeker. Jones is guarding him now. They had Waylon Williams on him earlier. Down low, Gibson posts up. Turnaround jumper knocks it down. First
Grant
basket really, of the second half for Grant.
Really wanted the ball that time. He and Waylon Williams battling. I wouldn't be surprised to see some fouls on both of those guys in the next few minutes the way they're banging.
Hesitation drive by Jones. Draws the defense. Dishes it down to Williams, who lays it up and in. Back-to-back baskets for Williams. We're tied at 42. This has all the makings of going down to another last-second possession for both of these teams.
I keep thinking, because Rantoul, every game they've played has had a bad stretch. Well, so far they haven't had a bad stretch. Hopefully they've got one in them today.
Williams with an open three, but he missed it badly from the corner. Here's Harden on the run for Rantoul, leading a one-on-three break. And we got a whistle that stops the drive. Mike Reynolds is still back talking things over with the official. And there's still a conversation going on over there, and I'm wondering if Mike got teed up.
Huh?
Because he was talking to the official, he was running by, and I thought it was the trailing official who blew the whistle.
Yep, they did. I think. Because you don't usually just stop to have a conversation. And I think, you know, Mike's still pointing down. I think he's still referencing that foul that didn't get called on Trevon Diggins three or four minutes ago.
Well, he's stating his case. He's not arguing. It's not. I mean, he's definitely trying to make a point as Harden makes the first free throw, but he's not coming across as angry or hot-headed right now. But I understand his frustrations at the way this game has been called. And not to say that Rantoul hasn't had some fouls or some calls in frustration that have gone against them as well. As Harden makes both free throws, that puts Rantoul back on top by 2 now, 44-42.
You know, I'm thinking back over the course of this season. We've played some tough teams. A 32nd timeout going to be taken by Mike Reynolds here, and he's still pleading his case. You know, North Scott was a really good basketball team. I don't want to see them again. Limestone had scored. I'm not sure we've played a team that's as roundly potent offensively as this Rantoul team is. Who do you guard? These guys can all shoot it well. They attack the basket. They're a tough matchup.
Jones does a nice job when he penetrates, draws the defense, does a good job distributing like C.J. Carr has the capability to do for Rock Island. He had 20 points, by the way, in their win at the State Farm Tournament over Normal Community.
Mm-hmm.
And now Mike Reynolds having a conversation with a second official. He took a few seconds early in that 32nd timeout to look over to the official who blew the technical foul called on him, and the official just stood there and shook his head and rolled his eyes. So now Mike states his case to one of the other members of the crew.
Yeah, and again, not to confuse, Rantoul's not the best team we've played all year, but again, just trying to guard them.
They're very balanced.
As hard as anybody.
And now an illegal screen set, apparently. I saw Harden lose his balance at the top of the circle as Meeker was trying to fight through and guard him. It looked like Meeker fell on top of him, but the screen was away as Olivares got called for his first, and that's, I think, Rantoul's first turnover of the second half, is it not?
Yes.
So the streaks get it back down two here. Lob down low. Grant Gibson low blocks, puts it up, and that was a tough shot from down there. He was well guarded but we're tied at 44.
Two real tough shots in the last three trips.
Jones trying to lose Williams out high, initiates contact, leans in, gets the shot down, and they're going to call Joe for a foul.
Well, I don't know how you
stop that. A chance at a three-point play.
You know, when the offensive guy just pushes and pushes and pushes and leans in, I'm not sure how you stop that. Play through it. Deal with adversity, I guess, and just keep plugging away. We're doing a lot of good things offensively to still be just within 2 points here.
First one up, or rather the only one up, and in for Johnny Jones. Finishes off the three-point play. It's 47-44. Galesburg girls lead Urbana 22-12 after the first quarter at Charleston. Under 2 minutes to go, third quarter here. Streaks down three, 47-44. Cheeseman, right baseline. Ross trying to work his way in. Gets it out to Gibson at the free throw line. He'll back up. And now hands off to Ethan Meeker. Dribbles right, gets it off to Ross. Streaks set the offense in motion again. Williams on the dribble out high. Gets it to Grant.
Yes.
Good look down low. Meeker up and in. Perfect
excellent
pass
job.
Cutting through the lane, and Meeker has 21.
Sophomore to a freshman in a varsity game like this to play that well, that's tremendous.
Galesburg down one, 47-46, a minute 20 to go in the third quarter, and a whistle away from the ball. And we're going to get a three-second lane violation on Rantoul, so they turn it over on back-to-back possession, or two of their last three possessions, rather.
I'll tell you, this officiating crew is old school. I mean, who calls 3 seconds in the lane anymore?
And palming and carrying. We've seen two double dribbles called. Technical foul. Here's Meeker driving in from the right side. Pull up from 12, and he drains that one.
He is dealing.
13 in the quarter, 23 for the game. Galesburg back on top by one, 48-47. 1 minute to go, third quarter. Out high, Jones. Left side it goes over to Church. At the top of the circle, Talon Harden. Backs up away from the Streaks defense. Two active teams here in the half court. Harden dribbling left into the corner. Jones spins past Williams, pulls up, alters his shot, missed it badly. Weak side rebound, put back by Morrow, and a foul on Marcus Ross. A chance at another three-point play for the Eagles. First foul of the game on Marcus Ross. After the Streaks got what they wanted by an out-of-control shot by Jones and the miss, instead they're back up by one, and a free throw coming.
They are the old Rock Island Rocks. Throw it up there, make some, and when they don't, they put it back up until they do.
And they're making free throws here in the second half, which they didn't do so much in the first half, and Morrow gets the friendly roll on that one. So back on top by three, goes Rantoul, 50-48. Full court press on, Gibson in the backcourt, 40 seconds to go, third quarter. This game has been back and forth. Outside of Rantoul's run in the second quarter, they gave him a sizable lead, which the Streaks rallied from. Williams with a pull-up,
yes,
rolls through from 18 feet. His first basket of the game.
Well, and Joe's handling the ball a lot more, so he's not in that two spot where he gets to shoot as much as he normally would.
Tied at 50. 18 seconds to go. 4 points for Joe Williams. On the outside, Church. Gibson gets all over him, trying to knock the ball out of his hands with 11 seconds to go. Now Jones with it, just inside a half court with eight. Trying to go one-on-one, isolating on Joe Williams with five. Hesitation drive, pulls up, leans in from 18 feet. Not a good shot. Grant Gibson rebounds the miss. We've come to the end of three quarters. Tied at 50. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Picture this. Your car's been damaged in an accident. You feel upset. So imagine walking into our office to this.
I'm not sure that shaking my maracas around the office is going to make anyone's car woes any better.
Bates Collision Center. We take the decision out of collision.
Live coverage of GHS basketball on WGIL is brought to you in part by Arby's on North Henderson Street in Galesburg, by office specialists in Galesburg and Kewaunee, where your office is their business, and by Chuck Ross of Nell Foster Company, making it happen.
A lot of daily repetitive motion can lead to loss of range of motion, causing you pain. Sarah Haynes, physical therapist for OSF St. Mary Medical Center, specializes in exercise to help relieve back pain.
The McKenzie Method is a self-treatment program, so the patient is given exercises and postural correction and basically taught how to treat their own problem. And usually if they follow through with a maintenance program that can take just 2 or 3 minutes a day, they can significantly reduce their pain.
OSF St. Mary Medical Center, all together better.
Nobody covers the Silver Streaks like Galesburg Radio 14 WGIL.
Galesburg 50. Rantoul 50.
We are ready to start quarter number four from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. And the Eagles will have the ball. What great shooting in the third quarter by the Silver Streaks. They had it for three misses.
Yeah, 8 of 11.
Wow. And Ethan Meeker, 5 of 6, including 3 three-pointers. And a tie-up called.
Good.
Streaks reach in on the drive, get a hand on the ball in the alternating possession, sends it back Galesburg's direction.
I thought sure they were going to call a foul there as he ran in and then put his thumbs up in the air. So a good call. That was all ball. Rantoul goes to the full court press here. This game has been everything we thought that it might be.
Cheeseman, Williams, Gibson, Carl, and Ethan Meeker on the court to start quarter number four. Cheeseman up to the left wing. Top of the circle, Meeker there. Isolate right. He pulls up from 12. That was a little bit short. Williams gets a hand on the rebound. Now another tie-up as Carl and Morrow get tied up with it, going for the rebound, and that sends it back Rantoul's direction. Well, Rantoul lost at the buzzer twice yesterday. And we may be going right down to the buzzer again in this one. Tied at 50, just underway in the fourth quarter. Down the right side of the lane, Church. And a blocking foul called on Grant Gibson. That's his second. Tough foul called there.
Yeah, just sliding a little bit. I guess if I had to make that call, that's probably the one I would have done too.
Yep.
I don't like it, but that's probably the right call.
Mike Reynolds has been called for a technical foul in this game. Trevon Diggins is on the bench with four fouls. Despite that, Galesburg still tied here as Church makes the first free throw, his first point since the second quarter. He has four.
I'm assuming Mike will wait till around the four-minute mark to bring Trevon back into the game, depending on how it's going.
Sure. Church makes them both. Rantoul by two.
I don't think it's any coincidence that Rantoul only had two turnovers in that period with Trevon Diggins not in there.
Streaks had only one. Galesburg breaks the press, lead pass to Ethan Meeker, chases it down in the corner, trying the crossover dribble, lost it on the sideline, on the end line, picks it up and then saves it into the hands of Tanner McLean for Rantoul. Leads a break to the other end and a complete miss on a wide open layup. Now a block by Ryan Carl and back to Grant Gibson. Just a total whiff by Cord Church under the basket. And now we got a foul in the backcourt or a turnover called on Grant Gibson. So they end up getting it right back anyway. Huh. 11 turnovers on the game for Galesburg, two in this quarter. We played 1 minute. 52-50 Rantoul. Harden out high. Jump stop in the lane. Kicks it over. Left side McLean for three. Off the mark. And Gibson with another rebound. Briefly had it knocked away. Picks it up off the floor. Gibson with eight rebounds in the game.
They're really having to fight through adversity in this one here again today.
I guess. 6:40 to go. Streaks down two. Still looking for their first points of the final quarter. Top of the circle. Maybe this is it. Williams for three off the back rim. And Meeker started to move up court. Otherwise, he would have been in perfect position for the rebound. Rantoul gets it up court behind Tanner McLean. Now in the left corner, Church. They'll bring it back out. Now Johnny Jones with it. Williams waiting at the top of the circle. Jones starts the dribble, fakes right, drives left, scoops it up with the right hand, up and in. Grant Gibson fell to the deck trying to draw the charge. And now Rantoul builds the lead by four, 54-50.
Yeah, that was a flop by Grant that time because Jones went right by him. Now a block on Harden there. That'll help us. Just the second team foul against
yep.
Rantoul in this half. Give me a break.
Cheeseman was trying to get it up court. And he kind of stuck the arm out there. The way things were going, I was just sure they were going to call him for pushing off, but Harden was all over it. Now on the inbound, tough sideline pass collected by Joe Williams, drives in from the low blocks, off-balance shot with a one hand, gets his own rebound, puts it up and in, streaks back within two.
Joe not afraid to crash in at a big time and make a basket.
54-52, Rantoul with the lead and the ball. Jones with a high post jumper, he makes it look easy from there. 56-52 Rantoul. 2 for 2 in the fourth quarter for Jones. He has 18 on the game. And now another foul in the backcourt. They're going to call this one on Church. As Gibson was trying to get it.
Harden really giving Cheeseman a hard time. He's just throwing his body up there a little bit too much.
And that's what the official's talking it over with him right now. Harden has a really sly smile on his face. Wondering how they can call him for that, but given everything else that's been called in this game, it's amazing he hasn't been whistled for it before.
Look at Trevon Diggins over on the Galesburg bench. He's laughing. He's saying, I know how that feels.
Meeker with it on the left wing. Top of the circle, Gibson, and now Cheeseman got sent to the deck, and that's going to be a foul on Rantoul.
plowing over Cheeseman, fighting through a screen. That'll be the first of the game on Cord Church. And very quickly, Rantoul went from one to four team fouls.
We saw this last night against Charleston. This officiating crew will call fouls in bunches.
Open three for Meeker. A little bit long. Rebound into the hands of Harden on the run. Leads a break for Rantoul. Streaks get back. He collects a tough dribble in the lane, and he puts it up and in. And now Rantoul's up by six, 58-52.
We've gone cold at a bad time.
Good defense by the Streaks to get back, but Harden just found a little bit of a seam in the lane. Down to 5 minutes to go in the game. Left side Williams, 18-footer. Good.
Boy, Joe's come up some big shots. We needed one that trip, and he got it.
58-54. He has Galesburg's only baskets here in the fourth quarter and a timeout called by Rantoul. 4:55 to go in the fourth quarter. 58-54 Eagles. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Oh, just a little further. Mrs. Stevens?
Hey, Phil. Got a package for me?
Nope, just a power bill.
Oh, well, what's that?
That's the power bill, ma'am.
No.
Yeah, I think it's time you call Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating. Honestly, my back can't take much more of this.
Do everyone a favor and get a high-efficiency furnace from Neil Thomas Plumbing and Heating because you deserve to be comfortable in your home, but not miserable when you get the bill.
Your news talk and sports station, WGIL.
With you from the Taylorville Holiday Tournament where the Silver Streaks trail Rantoul 58-54, 4:55 to go in the game. Our thanks to Galesburg Nissan for providing our transportation to the Taylorville Holiday Tournament. Jim's had the pleasure of doing the driving with the 2011 Nissan Pathfinder. It's a good one, Jim.
No question. And at some point, all good things must end. We'll have to turn it in after the game tonight. Long drive home. It'll be late tonight. Hopefully we'll drive home with a couple of victories in that 2011 Nissan Pathfinder. We've talked about the vehicle a lot, but I want to again remind you that it's one of the certified pre-owned vehicles with Galesburg Nissan standing behind what they sell on that beautiful 2011 Pathfinder.
Coming out of the Rantoul timeout. Harden on the dribble is now going to work defensively against Ethan Meeker. 4:35 to play. Bounce pass out high to Johnny Jones, guarded by Grant Gibson. We're approaching that four-minute mark when we suspected Trevon Diggins might come back into the game. We're keeping an eye on that. As long as the Streaks hang in there, maybe Mike Reynolds will make closer to the two-minute mark. We'll have to see. Here's a left-side jumper by Williams. Nothing going offensively for Rantoul, so he just lofts an 18-footer and he drained it.
I'll tell you, between Williams and Jones, I don't think beat these guys today. They're just making just about everything they put up.
9 points in the game for Williams, 7 in the second half. Meeker on the outside. Gibson top of the circle. Left side, Joe Williams on the wing. Gibson sets a screen. Williams picks it up. Back out high to Ryan Carl. Dribbles a couple of times. Backdoor cut to Cheeseman. Boy, they had no idea. Completely lost Carson. He's up and in with a layup, his first basket.
Well, that was a little different look than we've shown any time in the tournament. I don't remember us running that play at all. It caught him by surprise and a big basket. And I think it's going to be close to Trevon Diggins' time here pretty quick.
Yep, he's at the scoring table with Marcus Ross ready to check back in. Harden goes in from the left side. Draws some contact. Lost the handle on it out of bounds. And here come Diggins and Ross into the game. Cheeseman and Carl sit down for the Silver Streaks. So 3:33 to go. Diggins back in with his four fouls. And they put him on Greg Morrow.
Actually, shot attempt there as he's trying to get it up, and I think Carl just kind of nipped it there and knocked it out.
Jones trying to isolate on Gibson. Found an opening on the left side and threw it over the basket. Rebound tossed for, and Morrow gets it out to Church, who hits a three.
He can't get the rebound. That's going to happen.
Rantoul by 7, 63-56. Williams on the left wing. Ross sets a screen. On the outside, Gibson. And a foul away from the ball. I believe on Rantoul. Ross was really fighting for position in the lane with Harden, and they are going to whistle Harden for his third. So whether he's outside guarding one-on-one against the ball handler, whether he's inside, he's getting whistled for everything right now. 3:07 to go in the game. Streak starting to run out of time. Meeker, handoff from Ross right back to Ethan. The freshman dribbles his way back toward the top of the circle. Here's Gibson, right side under the wing to Diggins. Trevon, top of the circle, Marcus Ross. Left side, Williams. Streaks trying to show patience, break down this Rantoul defense. Flashing in the lane, Ross. Gibson tries to get the backdoor cut to Meeker. Rantoul knocks it loose, picks it off, leads the break. Jones too strong, and the rebound by Marcus Ross. Rantoul wanted a foul on Gibson. Outlet pass to Meeker in the lane, short on the shot, and a quick rebound by Rantoul. And here comes the Eagles right back at it.
2.5 to go. Doesn't look good for the streaks. Rantoul takes timeout with the ball.
30-second timeout. I want to remind you about a fundraiser going on for the Galesburg High School cheerleaders tomorrow, the basketball cheerleaders at Applebee's. Where's the time on that one, Jim?
Flapjack fundraiser, 8 a.m. to 10 a.m. So those have proven to be very popular for those going to eat the pancakes, and also very popular for fundraisers. And this time it's the Galesburg High School basketball cheerleading squad who will be out there working at Applebee's in the morning. So go out there and help them out and have a good breakfast.
2:27 to go in the game here. 63-56. Rantoul leads. We were tied at 50 at the end of the third quarter. And they have taken advantage of cold Galesburg shooting here in quarter number four. I have Galesburg 3 of 8. Meanwhile, Rantoul has continued to shoot very well. 5 of 9, it looks like. Is that right, Jim?
Well, 5 of 10
five
if
of
you
10.
Count that
there we go.
One
yep.
That was kind of debatable down here.
On the inbounds, Harden at half court gets it into the back court to Waylon Williams. Now gives it right back to Harden. Down to 2:20 to go in the game. Streaks down 7. Hard in the midcourt circle. It's going to have to be a furious rally by Galesburg, but Charleston did it against this Eagles team, coming from 5 down in the last minute to win at the buzzer. Jones draws a double team. They get it away. 5 team fouls on both clubs. Here's a near steal at midcourt. Gibson diving. Jones falling. And now we're going to have a scramble for it. And with the ball trailing to the opposite end of the court, the official blows the whistle as the streaks were going to get to it. And I think they're going to call, Jones for the push.
Yeah.
They are, as Gibson got the turnover.
Yeah, Gibson, great hustle to poke it and then dive on the floor. Jones trying to get to the ball, dove on Gibson. And Jones' ability to at least get a finger on that kept it away from Trevon Diggins, who was just begging it to come to him for an easy layup. So Rantoul bench not happy with that one.
Well, and that was after Gibson got a block on Jones down here at the opposite end. There was some contact there, and no whistle was called, and the Rantoul bench just about jumped to the ceiling. So they're not happy with the way the trend has gone here, as they have gone from one team foul to 6 team fouls now, and Galesburg is still at 5 with 2:03 to go in the game. On the inbound, Meeker to Williams with Gibson, Ross, and Diggins. Williams handling it out high, working his way left. Back to Trevon, driving in from the right side. Got a screen that freed him up all the way. 63-58, Galesburg back within 5. 8 points in the game for Trevon Diggins. Here comes the full court pressure. Diggins and Williams in the backcourt on Jones. Up court it goes to Church. Bounce pass into the left side, and another timeout called by Brett Frericks for Rantoul. And this will be a full timeout, 1:37 to go in the game. Streaks down 5. You're listening to Galesburg High School boys basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Good luck, Silver Streaks, from the all-new Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall. Stop in and check out the new 2013 Nissans, the most innovative and exciting cars available today. Over 150 to choose from at Galesburg Nissan right in front of Sandberg Mall.
And we'll recommend you to all our family and friends.
Wasn't that nice?
I think you skipped a page.
I don't think so.
The part where they wrote, Michelle was a joy to work with.
Okay. It's Patsy and Michelle from Bates Collision Center. Proud to join with the rest of the Silver Streaks fans to cheer our team on to another winning season.
Pick up your blue WGIL button today at a participating sponsor. For details, visit our website at WGIL.com.
1:37 to go in the game. Rantoul has called a full timeout. 1:37, 97 seconds to play at Charleston. Galesburg girls lead Urbana at halftime, 44-30. Teron Diggins leads the streaks, along with Lexi Daniels, each have 9. Streaks made 12 of 14 free throws in the first half. Tom Meredith sending us updates from Charleston. With the streaks again leading by 14 there. Here the boys trail by 5. 97 seconds to play, coming out of an Eagles timeout. Church will inbound on the sideline to Harden. Trying to go back door, looking for Morrow, who is running down the lane, but Diggins was there defensively. And now we're into a half-court game as Diggins tries to work around Meeker and gets called for a push. So that'll be the first of the game on Ethan Meeker. And the 6th-team foul on Galesburg. Both teams with 6 with a minute 29 to play. Church again will inbound at the front of the Rantoul bench, along with Williams, Jones, Harden, and Morrow. So the five starters remain on the floor for the Eagles. They lob it into Jones, who chases it down on the weak side of the basket. Now pushes off on Gibson, draws contact going up for the shot, and Grant's going to get called for foul number three as Jones will go to the free throw line shooting two.
You know, for Rantoul, this is clearly Johnny Jones' time. They're trying to keep it in his hands as much as possible. He's very aggressive. He'll shoot it outside, inside. He's physical. He and Grant are really banging down there.
He has 18 for the game, a minute 25 to go. 3 for 4 from the free throw line for the junior. A member of the all-tournament team last year as a sophomore. First one up and in. Two-shot foul. 6-point Rantoul lead. 85 seconds to play. Receives the ball, ready to shoot. Foul shot number two. Gets on the way, up, and rolls through. So Jones with 20 in the game now. Rantoul back on top by 7. 65-58. Gibson into the front court, trying to work around a screen from Ross and misses a three-pointer, but Meeker comes in from the weak side with a rebound. Turnaround from 15 feet. That's short, and the Streaks are getting a little desperate here with the shots. And a quick foul in the backcourt after Jones rebounds a miss. That puts him at the line for a 1-1 here.
Yeah, Ethan on that turnaround, not the best choice. That's a really tough shot to make. And still with a minute 10 left, in hindsight, probably go ahead and work that around a little bit more and get a better shot at the basket. And Rantoul going to have a chance to really put this thing away at the free throw line.
Jones there where he made two straight just a moment ago. And the first one up and in, so he gets the second one.
And if Rantoul goes ahead and wins this, which it looks like they're going to at this point, Streaks still have a chance to win this tournament. They'll play Taylorville tonight. Could throw it into a two, a three-way tie. It worked out for us last year, but you hate to lose this one, but we've got to pull a rabbit out of a hat here now.
Rantoul matches its biggest lead of the game at 67-58 with a minute to go. Right side, Trevon Diggins backs up, fires a three. A little bit short. Weak side rebound under the basket, knocked away by Marcus Ross out of bounds. Back to Rantoul. And it looks like it's not going to happen. Streaks need some magic here.
Yeah, I kept waiting for Rantoul to just play a really awful 4 or 5 minutes.
Oh, but they're going to send that back to Gillsburg's direction. So they're going to say Harden touched it last.
Rantoul has been consistently good this afternoon. I didn't know they could put an entire game together, but they have against us here so far.
On the inbounds to Meeker. Top of the circle, Gibson. Right side, Williams steps into a three. A little bit off the front of the rim, and that rebound knocked out of bounds by Joe Williams. Sends it back Rantoul's direction, and the Streaks call timeout. 50 seconds to play. Gillsburg down 9, a full timeout here at Taylorville. You're listening to Silver Streaks Boys Basketball on WGIL and WGIL.com.
Someone close to you passes on. We understand. We've been serving families in their time of loss for generations.
Our family is so grateful for their kindness and comfort.
Their family is part of ours.
We make every effort to exceed your needs with a tradition of caring and thoughtfulness. It's something we've always done and always will. Hinchliff Pearson West Funeral Directors, with locations in Galesburg and Abingdon.
You could win cash just by wearing the WGIL button. Pick up yours today at one of our participating sponsors. Details at WGIL.com.
I'll give credit, Rantoul. They've been terrific here this morning. I don't think Galesburg has necessarily played poorly. They haven't been able to match what Rantoul has done. And to the Eagles' credit, they've shot very well. Streaks have gone cold here in the fourth quarter. And some of them in kind of desperation time shooting the ball. And that's allowed Rantoul to build this 9-point lead with 50 seconds to go. Galesburg with the full court pressure on the inbound. They get it into the hands of Jones. That's as they want to have it. He lofts it into the front court to Morrow. Has it knocked away, picked away by Joe Williams. Leads the break up court to Grant Gibson. Trying to drive in from the right side. Draws contact. And is it going to be a block or a charge? The officials are going to confer. They're going to call a blocking foul. And Brett Frericks and the whole Rantoul bench in frustration. There have been such momentum swings in the way the calls have gone. They go all against Galesburg. And then they all go against Rantoul for a while. And that's the kind of stretch we're in right now with Rantoul. Really unhappy at the way some of these are being called here. Church draws the foul. Grant Gibson makes the first free throw.
Yeah, I don't think Mike Reynolds will talk about it any on the air, but you get him off to the side, I would think he'll be praying that we don't have this officiating crew again for the late game tonight. We've had them twice, and their inconsistency has been tough.
Gibson misses the second one. Marcus Ross had a good look at the putback. It rolled off the rim and was knocked out of bounds. It goes back to Rantoul. So that would have been a big chance at a three-point play there, and now the officials. Was that a bench warning? What was that? Still trying to read lips and look at what the officials are saying out here. I'm not sure. The far official on the far baseline was pointing over to the Rantoul bench. Now foul right away on the inbounds. They foul Harden. That's either on Williams or Meeker. And we'll walk to the other end for the final one and one for Rantoul.
Gelsberg just 4 of 13 from the field in this fourth quarter. Rantoul went through a stretch where they hit 4 straight, 5 out of 6. And now they're salting it away at the free throw line, or trying to here.
Leading by 8 and now 9 as Harden makes the first. Those streaks got him there for the one and bonus, but he made it happen by knocking it down.
It just, you know, this game especially, you know, bears out. We're all scratching our heads, everybody down here, trying to figure out what was going through Rantoul's head when they got blown out in that first. They have no right to get blown out early, but they didn't show up against Taylorville.
They lost by 41. I mean, they didn't just lose by 15 or 20. They lost by 41. Gibson forces up a three, trying to draw a foul. Missed it. Harden comes down with a rebound. Streaks knock it out of his hands. Floater in the lane by Gibson with 12 seconds to go, and Gelsberg calls a final timeout. Well, time to, I guess, start talking about what's going to happen later tonight.
I mean, Rantoul's let a few games get away here, but I don't think they can even cough up a 7-point lead with 12 seconds left in the ball. I wish they would, but I don't think it's going to happen. So, yeah, we got Taylorville tonight, the home team. It's going to be a tough one. They've not lost yet, although they got to play Charleston in this game right afterwards. They very well could lose that one.
That's going to be a battle.
And win or lose for Taylorville, they'll still have to beat Gelsberg tonight. Silver Streaks will still have a chance to do some good things. Try and throw this thing into a 2 or possibly 3-way tie.
I guess ultimately what you have to hope for is that Taylorville does go ahead and beat Charleston, and that would take them out of the title talk because they would have lost to the Streaks and Taylorville. And then Gelsberg beats Taylorville. Both teams finish 4-1, but the Streaks win by virtue of
winning
the head-to-head.
But we'll have to beat the whole town tonight.
Yep.
They're the host, and they'll have a big, big crowd.
On the inbounds, Joe Williams doing everything he can to reach around the backside of Greg Morrow, and finally the official blows the whistle with 8 seconds to go. So Morrow will get 2 free throws as Gelsberg's put Rantoul in the double bonus.
You know, it's one of those, I don't feel like we really let one get away here today. Rantoul, just as we feared they were capable of, just played a really good game, and we just couldn't stop them often enough defensively to overcome it.
Yeah, I feel like they just played a better game.
They're making just about all their free throws.
They've missed only one here in the fourth quarter.
You know, they deserve to win. They've played very, very well.
5, 6, 7, 8. They are now 9 of 10 from the free throw line in the fourth quarter. Matching their biggest lead at 70-61 with 8 seconds to go. Gibson found an opening, takes it all the way up and in. Streaks are out of timeouts. And Rantoul won't even have to inbound the ball. 70-63, the final. Gelsberg's win streak is snapped. They're 9-6, 3-1 in the tournament. Rantoul snaps the losing streak. They're 5-9, 1-3 in the tournament. The postgame show is coming up next on WGIL and WGIL.com.